I have to understand what changed, you know, from Pesach until Shavuos, you know, was the time that Gemara says that Talmid Rav Akiva died. But, you know, Pi Masoros, we know it's not other sources. Gemara says from Pesach until Shavuos. Right, but Pi other sources, you know, Midrashim, we know that wasn't Mamish up to Shavuos. There was a turning point at Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer, they stopped dying. Understand, you know, what, you know, what that means, as if there's a shift within the Yemei Omer, that from Lag BaOmer onwards, it's already like Shavuos time. So it's called that they reached Atzeres. Called it a certain way, they already reached, you know, Shavuos, and they stopped dying. So, you know, what is this transition that happens at Lag BaOmer? You know. And of course, it has something to do with Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Aside from the tradition that says yard site, you know, but understand more the. You know, the connection that it has, you know, with Rav Shimon bar Yochai, who, you know, by no coincidence, is one of the Rabbi Sidon Shabbatorim, one of the five that Rabbi Akiva was Ma'amid Torah from. You know, Rabbi Shimon says about himself in the Gemara, you know, he's Harub in Midoisai, Shem Midoisai, Chumas, Midchumas, Midos, Rabbi Akiva, you should be, you know, learn my Midas well, you know, my ways are like the distilled, you know, perfect ways of Rabbi Akiva. Right. To understand all this, I want to open up with a remez that the Shlach Kurs says for Lag BaOmer. Now, where do we find a remez for Lag BaOmer in the Torah? So says the Shlach Kurs, you know, from the story of Yaakov and Lavan, right? That you know, at the end of Parshas Vayetze, you know, Lavan is in hot pursuit of Yaakov Avinu, right? And you know, they have their confrontation, and it ends with, you know, building a wall between them, the Gal Eid. Right, Yaakov called it Gal Eid. So says the Shlach Kodesh, that's a remez for Lag BaOmer, Lag Gal. Right, something which you know, needs understanding. That's a remez to Lag BaOmer already in the Chumash. You know, the Gal that Yaakov built between himself and Lavan. You know, Ma Kesher. You know, from the Haggadah Shel Pesach, right? You know, Paro lo gozer aschar. Lavan bikesh lakor asakol. You know, like Lavan's worse than Paro. Paro only wanted to kill the males, you know. So yeah, ben ha'yod ha'yor tashlichu, and Lavan wanted to uproot everyone. Where do you see Lavan wants to uproot everyone? Where's that? And how? By what? By what means? Right. So the Maral says in his Pirush in the Haggadah, you know, in the in the argument that went between Yaakov and Lavan. So what does Lavan say? He says, "Habenos benosai, va'bonim bonai, va'tzoin tzoini v'chasha torilihu." You know, your wives are my daughters, and your children are my grandchildren, and all your properties, it's all from me. It's all from me. Says the Maral, that's Lavan bikesh la'akor sakol. Right? He wants to destroy the Jewish identity. He's saying, you know, sakol, you know, you're coming, you know, to alienate my children and my grandchildren from me, right? And start this new thing called Klal Yisrael. And they're all mine. You know, like, and that's love and bikesh lakol. He was going to destroy the Jewish identity. He wasn't going to make a genocide, you know, dafka. You know, it's like, you know, you're Arameans. You know, it's like, why are you coming and, you know, you're trying to isolate and alienate, you know, my children and grandchildren from me. That's love and bikesh lakor sakol. Right? And what's Yaakov Avinu's response? He builds a wall. That's something to, you know, to look into, right? Build a wall as opposed to just putting distance between him and Lavan. Right? Initially, you know, came to put distance. Lavan caught up. Now we have to make a wall. Right? What's the difference between just putting distance and putting a wall? Right? Just putting distance between me and you means we're really on the same plane, you know. Just there's some, you know, some distance between us, so we could close that distance. It's possible to catch up, right? You build a wall, right? So that's already two different reshuyos, right? It's two different domains, right? One side of the wall is called out, the other side of the wall is called in, right? And that's what Yaakov Avinu wanted, right? He wanted to cut himself off from Lavan, but not cut himself off from Lavan Stam by putting distance between himself and Lavan, but to put Klaus on a whole different dimension. Let's pose the question like this. You know, what's the difference between us and the Goyim? Right? Right? They have seven mitzvahs. from the Torah, right, the Rambam holds in Hilchos Malachim that a guy to get Olam Haba for seven mitzvahs has to keep them with kavana that it says so in the Chumash. If they keep their seven mitzvahs without, you know, kavana that comes from the Chumash, that, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu is the source of it, they don't get Olam Haba for their seven mitzvahs. Right? So they have seven mitzvahs from the Torah. They have to keep it with this kavana that came through Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? So they have seven. We have Taryag. So the whole difference is just in numbers. They have only seven. We have 613. Right? So we're the same, just a little bit more. Right? Is that the whole difference? Right? As a word, it's just distance between us. They're holding at seven, we're holding at 613, but it's all like along the same line. Because we're more of the same. So as a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, it says that Lasi Lavo, all the mitzvahs that Am Yisrael did, right, come and smash the goyim between the eyes. The Tafkol says, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ki chochmasem ubinaschem le'enei amin. Right? You know, it's a very cryptic agata, because the Torah is your chochma bina le'en, and it's in the goy's eyes, that's why your mitzvahs smash, you know, the guy in between the eyes. That's the love. Our mitzvah is going to smash him between us. What's going on? So, Rav Isaac Kover in his Perush on the Agadita says like this. The guy only have seven mitzvahs. But I'll tell you what they have that we don't have numbers. Right? So, let's say we have 613. They have seven. But they're in the billions. Right? And we're a lousy, 14 million. You know, and how many of us, of the 14 million keep mitzvahs? So even though they only have seven, right? We want to talk about numbers of mitzvahs that are being done. They're doing many more numerically, much more mitzvahs than the Jewish people. Because even though we have 16, they only have seven, but there are billions of them, and there's only a few of us, right? That's a big time. Why should the Ribbono Shel Olam take us over them? Billions of them, and only so few of us. Like the numbers are on their side. Right. So comes the message, Lasid Lavo, and says, our mitzvahs, even though they are few in number, why? Because we're few. Right? So, it's 613, but there's so few Jews in the world. Right? That our mitzvahs are in a different league. Right? Because our mitzvahs come from the Chachma and Bina of the Torah. Right? The intelligence of the Torah, the Sechel HaTorah is by us. Because even though they have seven mitzvahs from the Torah also, but let's say there's a shaila that a Ben Noach has, like, do they have bitul barot? They're also in Eivor Menachai, right? So what happens if, they ground up that lobster while it's still moving, right? And it went into all those cans, and do they have bitul barot or not, or bitul barot is only halacha for Yidden? Who's going to paskin that? Right? They can't paskin that, right? Because the Chokhmah and the Bina of Torah is not there, so they'll have to convene a Sanhedrin, right? And the Sanhedrin will have to pass in that halacha, whether there's bitul baroiv for them or not. Right? So the Chokhmah and Bina of the Torah is by us. And that puts our mitzvahs also in a whole different league. That even if we don't have the quantity on our side, there's the quality that our mitzvahs have more power in them because the Chokhmah and the Bina of the Torah is in our mitzvahs. The intelligence of the Torah is in our mitzvahs, whereas their mitzvahs, even though they come from the Torah, but their mitzvahs are dictates. Act like this. Right? Act like this. They are acting based on Torah's instructions, whereas we have the Torah itself inside our mitzvahs. You understand the difference? They're acting like they're following a script. This is the way the Torah tells them to act. We have the Torah itself by us, and we have the Torah itself in our mitzvahs, and that makes our mitzvahs, even the few mitzvahs that we do, are much more powerful than the billions and billions of mitzvahs that are being generated by all the goyim. That's why our mitzvahs smash them between the eyes, to show they're a different quality, right? Because we have the chokhmah and the bina of the Torah by us. Another way of expressing this, that we have the chokhmah and the bina of the Torah by us, is saying that we have the life of Torah. Your chokhmah and bina, where is it? It's not on your body, right? It's in your heart. It's in your mind. It's in your neshama, right? The chokhmah and the bina is an expression of, pneumius, what you have on the inside. we have the life of Torah by us, right? They have dictates from the Torah. We have the Chaye HaTorah. You know, the Rambam in his he has an Igeres Teman, right? He has a letter to the Jews of Yemen. It's a very long letter, and there's a lot of different topics that he covers over there. But amongst the topics, he talks about the difference between Judaism and the other religions. And he says, you know, you think all the religions are the same. They all talk about God. They all talk about morality. They all talk about ethics. They all talk about not eating junk food and brushing after every meal, right? So what's the difference? What's the difference? Right? They all talk about the same type of stuff. Right? That's you know, the question Rambam raises. So Rambam says, Moshul ma davar doyme. You know, it's like, right? You could have a statue that's like in a perfect likeness of a human being. And from afar, it looks like a person. You know what? It could be such a perfect statue, even when you stand up close, you still think it's a person. Right? You don't realize that it's a statue until you start talking to it. Right? And then you realize that it's dead. So says the Rambam, right? Right? The Torah and all the other religions from afar, if you look at it from afar, they all look the same. They're all talking about God. They're all talking about morals, right? They're all talking about not having enough fun, right? Right? All the same. Right? But when you get close to the Torah, says the Rambam, you get into learning. This is the Mamash Lashon Rambam. You get into learning, and you learn how to learn. You realize that the Torah is full of life, and all these other religions are dead. And there's between a real human being and a statue. Lashon Rambam. Now, interestingly enough, it seems that this idea was very common amongst the Rishonim. Now, the Kuzari says the same mashal about the difference between the Jewish people and the Umma Salam, and the Goyim, right? That they're like a statue, or like the real people. You know, you find that, you know, the Jewish people are very, very egocentric, you know, very self-centered. You know, Umi Ka'amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Bar, the only nation on earth. on the Shemini Atzeres, you bring the Parachat Echad Kneged Umma Yechida, the one nation, right? They divided up the globe into two places. The whole globe is just two places. There's Eretz Yisrael and there's Chutz Laaretz, right? There's one place that's in. Everywhere else is out. Yeah. It's an amazing day. Right? But this is the Nakuda that the Rambam and the Kuzri are making. Right? We're the one real people, the Sod Atem Kuriyim Adam, we're alive. We have a neshama. They don't have that. They don't have the same type of neshama we have. And that's parallel to the difference between our religion, our Torah, and their religion. It has life to it. Eretz Yisrael is also called Eretz HaChaim. And you know, now Chaim, life, is on the inside. Right? You know, what makes the body alive is not what you see on the surface. A dead body looks the same as a live body. You know, in the initial stages, right? It looks the same. Right? The Chiyus, the Chaim that we're talking about, is the Neshama that's hidden within. Right? That's Eretz Yisrael is called Artzos HaChaim. So it's called in. Everywhere else is called out. It's like the body, but you know, like the body without the neshama. It's the outer layer of the person. So the Mila that Klal Yisrael has, the Mila that the Torah has over other religions, right? Klal Yisrael has over other people. That Eretz Yisrael has over other lands, that there's life to it. And of course, the life means it's a type of Hashruas HaShchina. You know, the neshama is chelak elokam mimal. Type of Ashras Hashchina is the life we're talking about. You know, the pnimius, right? And that's a difference in quality. That's not and that's a difference in quality that makes quantity irrelevant, right? So they've got the numbers on their side, right? So in gashmius, in physical things, it's all an issue. Do you have more? Do you have less? Do you have more money? Do you have less money? Do you have more covet? Do you have less covet? Right? Everything is an issue of more or less. In Gashmias. In Ruchnias, you know, quantity becomes irrelevant. It's an issue of quality. Right? and that's also our relationship to the Torah. When a person stands, you know, looks at the Torah from the outside. So like the Rambam said, we look at it from the outside, it looks the same goal the other religions. And when you're standing on the outside, right? So the difference between two people would be how much does he know? He knows more halacha than I do. You know. He knows more of this. He knows more of that. Right? But everyone still, when you're talking in those terms, you're talking about you being on the outside. Right? But then there's, you know, being on the inside and saying that Torah is life. Right? And numbers now becomes irrelevant. You know, life, this life is something that's indivisible. It's not such thing as lives. You know, it's, you know, there's a lot of money. There's a lot of covet. But life is a quality. It's one and indivisible. Right? And when you reach that, right, you're totally beyond the world of quantity. Quantity is for Gashmias. Quantity is for those who are on the outside. You know, Chaim, right? Chaim is where you've reached on the inside. You know, the premius. Right? And that's the difference between us and them. The difference between us and them is not in the quantity of mitzvahs. If they have only seven and we have tariyad. Right? Because if quantity is important, then they still have, even though they only have seven, they've got billions. And we only have a few million. Right? What makes us the one real people. Right? The real people, the one people that's alive. And the Torah that's alive, right, as opposed to their religions, or even the Shem Mitzvot B'nai Noach, what puts our tariyat, not just in the quantitative difference, but in the qualitative difference, if there's life in it. Right? And as during the Yemei Omer, right, as we're approaching Matan Torah. So initially, you know, when we're very far away from the Torah, at the first half of the Omer, right, in the first half of the Omer, we're very far away from the Torah, we're fresh out of Mitzrayim. So of course, you know, being so far away, our relationship to the Torah is still from the outside, and therefore our relationship to the Torah is quantitative. Right? But then you cross a certain barrier at one point that it's not an issue of knowing one more halakha, it's an issue of being in contact with the Torah, and dveikus in the Torah. It's not like you're standing outside, you know one more halakha, one more halakha. You know, you and the Torah fuse. And now it's like the more Torah you know, the more life you have. And it's not a difference in quantity. It's a whole difference, it's a qualitative difference. It's more dveikus than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a difference in quantity, you know, that you're on the same plane, you just have more of the same. You know, it's being in a different state. It's a different state. So says the Maharal in the Siva Torah that, you know, the Torah has a right side and a left side. It says, Erech Yomim Bimina Umismoila Oishav Akavod. So says the Maharal like this. Right? You know, the first 32 days of the Omer, right, is the time of Kavod HaTorah. Mismoila, on the left side, Oishav Akavod. On the left side means to be further away. Right? You know, the right side, Doicha Bismol, Makarav Biyamin, you know, in Tanakh and in Chazal, you know, as a word, to be close is to be on the right side. To be far away is to be on the left side. You know, it's left, you push away with the left. Draw close. Mismola Eishav HaKavod. There's being on the left side of Torah. So you're far away from the Torah, right? So, you know, so at that point, you know, your relationship to Torah is more of, you know, knowing more. Just knowing more. And the difference between the people is not a difference in Vekza. I know more than you. Right? And it, right, in COVID is an issue of quantity. Like COVID dumia the oisher. Like oisher, have a lot of money, you know. So COVID is, you know, having more, you know, more Torah, you deserve more COVID. And when Claudius, when Talmid and Reb Kiva were on that side of things, so they were brought to task al shilo nagu COVID zelazeh. Zok the Maral 32. The first day of 32 is Gematria COVID. The first 32 days of the Omer Kenegit COVID HaTorah, that they were still on the outside. And when you're on the outside, you know, it's like, who knows more Torah? It's all quantitative. That's why it's also competitive and divisive, right? When you have that type of external relationship to the Torah. So it becomes an issue to compete, just like Lahavdil sports, right? And that was kibyokol, their state at that time, and Rebbe Roshan took them for task, al shelo nagu kovet lazeh, because they were holding in the dimension of kovet. Mismola oishav kovet. And that's the first 32 days of the Omer, that's gematria kovet. Right, but on Lag BaOmer, like the 33rd day after they passed the Kovet, right, that Lag BaOmer lefi our Cheshbon always comes out on Yud Ches Iyar. Zok Demar al Yud Ches Iyar is Orech Chai, right? Iyar Orech, right? And Yud Ches Orech Chai. That on Lag BaOmer there's also to the Orech Yomim Bimina. We pass, you know, from the left side to the right side. Now we're Zoche to the Orech Yomim Bimina. Right? Now you understand Torah is not knowledge. Torah is life. And when you understand Torah's life, then you understand that me, you, and everyone, we're all one. We have the same collective neshama called the Torah. Not like the famous Marshal Yerushalmi, you know, how Nekama makes no sense, right? You know, if you're knocking a nail in, you know, your hand slips, you hit your hand, the left hand's not going to take the hammer and hit the right hand, right? It's all one, even though it's two different organs, you know, each organ should stick up for itself, right? Right? No, but, you know, it's one neshama. And when you understand that the Torah is your life and we all have the same Torah, that means we all have the same collective neshama, and that means we're all organs of the same guf, you know, because we share the same neshama called Torah. And that you come to that realization when you realize that Torah is life. But to realize that Torah is life, that the Torah is alive, you've got to be on the inside. And that's what the Shlach Kurdish says, the wall. We make it over the wall. Gal Eid is the remez to Lag Ba'omer, right? Behind the outside of the wall is Mitzrayim. The outside of the wall is Lavan, Terach, all our ancestors. You know, it's not just that we put distance between us and them. You know, we're in a different dimension they are. We leave them on one side of the wall is called the outside. The other side of the wall is called the inside. We left them on the outside, right? When that's how, in that manner, we are no longer related to them, even though biologically we're descended, but we've alienated ourselves from them by being in a different dimension. They're out. We're in. We've reached the pnimius. We've reached the life. The level that's called the pnim, the inside, level that's called the life, the quality, as opposed to the quantity. That's the wall we make over, and we break over on Lag Ba'omer. Right? We move from the left side to the right side. Right? We understand that, you know, Torah is not knowledge, Torah is life. That's the realization we come. And this is the turning point in the Omer, that our relationship to Torah has shifted. That until now we're on the outside, now we're on the inside track. And this way, like the days of from Lag Ba'omer onwards, you could already feel the power of Shavuos because we've reached over a barrier, even though there's still more distance to travel. But until now we were on the outside. Now we're on the inside, we just have to get closer. But we made the difference between outside and inside. I heard from Mary Moshe Shapira a very interesting story that. You know, years ago, he was reading a Jewish newspaper, and a person put out an article. Not an article, Hashavas Aveda. That was the caption of the article. It was not an article. It was an ad in the advertisement section. Hashavas Aveda, and this is the story. He says that he was a bacher, and in Eastern Europe, he was by the Rogachev on Lag Ba'omer, right? And it was by the Rogachev and Lag Ba'omer. And he asked the Rogachev, what's the inyan of Lag Ba'omer? And the Rogachev proved to him from a Yerushalmi that the inyan of Lag Ba'omer, a chesed from Yerushalmi, that those who are Oyla L'Regel from Bavel, right, for Shavuos, they started moving on Lag Ba'omer. So that's the inyan. On Lag Ba'omer, you start feeling Shavuos. So people started mobilizing towards, Aliyah L'Regel. So he said, he was so shocked by the brilliance, he forgot to take down the Maramokam. This is the Aveda he wants someone to return to. Anyone know where this Yerushalmi is? Right? And Ramosh didn't know. That's the story. It's in that, right? That from Lag Ba'omer you feel Shavuos, even though you're not there yet, but you made the big jump from the outside to the inside. From an issue of being coveted, as if Torah's money, as if it's information, like information's power, they say, right? It's like more information, more power. And in that, when you have that type of relationship to Torah, Torah's competitive. I want to know more than you, right? And I hope you don't make that siyum. I want to be the only one that makes the siyum. You have that type of relationship to Torah when you're on the outside, on the left side. When you jump over this wall, right, on Lag Ba'omer, Orech Chai, you get to the Orech Yomim B'Mina. You understand that Torah's life, it's bottle competition. You understand Torah's life. And we all share this same collective neshama, right? We reach this, the pnimius of Torah, the chokma and bina of the Torah. He chokmas and binat chem leinei amim, right? And that's what Lag Ba'omer has to do with Kabbalah and if anyone needs proof of how awesome our Torah is, even though you can see it from Lundus already, Dayan v'Hoisa, and that's what the Rambam wrote in that Igaros Tehillim. Once you know how to learn. You really know how to learn. You're not just done reading the Gemara. You really know how to learn. You're gonna have to get rid of your art scrolls for this, right? You're really you're not art scrolls words, right? You get Seichel HaTorah, the Chokhmah and Bina of Torah. Right, but you know, but Kochkin, the spitz of that is Chokmas Emes. You know, what's called Pni? It's called, for that reason, it's called Pnius Torah. It's called in the Zohar Nishmas HaTorah, right? Nishmas HaTorah, right? You know, so, and the opening to that, the opening is Lag Bomer. Before Lag Bomer, you're not shyach to that. You're still on the outside. Nishmas HaTorah, right? The soul, you know, the Pnius HaTorah. And that's the end on Lag Ba'omer. The Shirin Ba'achai finished his life's work, right? That on Lag Ba'omer is the big break. That's our big breakthrough. We make it over the wall, from the outside to the inside. And that's what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was all about. If Rabbi Akiva was all about preserving the Torah for all generations, Ad Ikvasa de Mashiach, that Kulasti Masalibit Rabbi Akiva, right, that was his life's work, right, to package the Torah in a way that will be retained Ad Ayom Azeh, Ad Bias Mashiach Tukenu, Ad Ikvasa de Mashiach, that's in Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was the spitz of that. That we also have a tnam in pnimius haTorah in every door. Right? Get, you know, have contact with the life of Torah, the soul of Torah, and the big break is on Lag Ba'omer, right? And that's really that he finished his life's work on that day. And the last word that he said was Chaim.